Hi, this is Chanel. Today's episode was written before the coronavirus COVID-19 became very serious, so I ended up changing some parts of the episode. I hope it still sounds okay, though I think it will be longer than usual. I do believe that it's more important now to keep pausing every day to take some deep breaths, do yoga, practice being mindful, so that you can go back to what you were doing with a calm and clear mind. We've recorded 5 mini episodes called Time to Pause. You'll find them in the podcast feed or on our website. They're about 5 minutes long, and you can listen to them over and over to help build the healthy habit of mindfulness. Please take care of yourself and each other. Stay well and stay positive. If you're having trouble feeling positive most of the time, or keep feeling anxious, or keep worrying, please talk to a grown-up you trust about it. Now, a message to the grown-ups. Many local children's mental health organizations are trying to keep their online or telephone support open, and even coming up with new ways to help children and families deal with stress and change during this time. And please take some breaks for yourself when you can. Maybe listen along during our podcast right now, and do the exercises, or just sit or lay down and rest while we go through today's relaxation story, especially if you usually use this time to do something else. It will wait. Go ahead, get comfortable, take a deep breath in, and let it out. Let's begin.
Peace out.
Peace out.
Peace out.
Peace out.
Peace out. And peace within.
Peace out.
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 Peace out. Peace out.
Hi, my name is Amara. I'm 6 years old. I'm from the Philippines.
Peace out and peace within.
Welcome to Peace Out, stories for calming down and relaxation. My name is Chanel, and I'm so glad you're here with us today, because today we're going to talk about one of my favorite things in the world, trees. Before we start, I wanted to share what Peace Out listener Emily wrote in. I am Emily, and I love bedtime podcasts because they calm me down. Thanks. Thank you, Emily. We also have a new kindness story to share with you today from Zoe.
Hi, my name is Zoe. I am 7 years old. I'm from California. My kind story is, one day I came back from school and my room was clean. Thank you, Mom, for cleaning my room.
Zoe, that must have been a nice surprise to come home to. How kind of your mom to help you clean your room. I'm sure she wanted to make sure you felt comfortable and happy in your room while it was nice and tidy. And I bet you are great at keeping it that way too. Thanks for sharing your kindness story with us. Let's do the calm down countdown. Sit up in a comfortable position, whatever it looks like to you. Do a quick top to toes check to see if you need to adjust or move any part of your body to help it relax. We'll count down from 10 while taking long breaths in and breathing long breaths out. If you want, you can time your breathing with the numbers. Breathe in when you hear a number and breathe out in between the numbers. Let's start now. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, One. Like all plants, a tree begins as a seed. Tree seeds can be very different shapes, colors, and sizes. Each tree's seed looks different, but when you spend more time outdoors and observing the trees as they change and grow in your neighborhood, you'll soon start to recognize the seeds and be able to tell what kind of tree it will grow up to become. Where I live, we have a lot of oak trees lining the street. The oak trees have a very distinctive leaf shape, very curvy. They also have very cool seeds, acorns. Acorns are a tree nut, and within its hard shell, there's one or two seeds inside. You know what else is cool about acorns? You can make them into a whistle. Can you whistle? Try it now. Breathe in and whistle. If you can't whistle, don't worry. I didn't actually know how to really whistle until I was much older. So, like with anything, just keep practicing. While right now is not the best time to pick up acorns outside to make the whistle, I've added a link in the episode notes to show you how for the future, since it's hard to explain with just words. But let's try. Make two thumbs up signs right now. Bow your thumbs down and keep them there as you bring your fists together. Your fists together should almost look like a heart now. If we were using a real acorn cap, we'd bring our fists to our lips now, but since we want to avoid touching our face right now, let's just bring our fists, that heart shape, close to our mouth, but not touching. Just in front of your face, your thumbnails are right in front of your lips. Keeping your hands and thumbs the way they are, blow through your thumbs. Breathe in through your nose and blow through your thumbs. Breathe in and blow through your thumbs. Breathe in again and blow through your thumbs. Try this 5 more times on your own now. Great work. Let's put our arms down now. Shake them out if you want. Once the acorn, or any tree seed, gets planted in the soil, then it begins to take root. Roots are very important because not only do they take nutrients and water from the soil and bring it up to the tree, they also help the tree stand tall and strong. Imagine the tallest tree you've ever seen. The only way that huge tree can keep standing straight and tall, even supporting the weight of people climbing it, swings, or tree houses, is because of the widespread roots that are holding it to the ground. Let's stand up tall now. If sitting is better for you, then go ahead and make sure you're comfortable. For those standing, pretend your feet are roots. Lift and spread your toes, and then softly rest them on the ground again. Lift your heels up, and rest them gently on the ground again. Let your arms hang by your sides. For those who are sitting, you can also root down, but through any part of your body that's touching the ground right now. So that may be your bottom, your legs, your feet. Just imagine that those parts are glued to the ground. Try moving your upper body a little, but without lifting or moving your bottom, legs, or feet. For both our standing and sitting trees, let's test out how strong your root system is right now. Pretend a big gust of wind is blowing through and start waving your body or your trunk back and forth, but with your roots holding strong to the ground. Keep waving, keep waving. And stop. Great work. Let's imagine that our strong roots have pulled up a lot of water and good nutrients for us, so we are really starting to grow now. Starting from your hips and going up, imagine and feel yourself growing and reaching up towards the sky. You're becoming longer and taller now, all the way up to the top of your head. Now that we're all strong trees, let's try a tree pose. For standing trees, choose one leg to stay rooted to the ground and start leaning a little to that side, pouring more of your weight into that leg. Now take the other foot and bring your heel to the standing leg's ankle. You can put your hands on your hips too. If you're sitting, stretch out your legs if you can. Do the same and choose one leg to be rooted to the ground. Bend your other leg so that your foot touches your ankle, leg, or thigh. Take a few breaths in and out, and now switch legs. Put your foot down on the ground again, and now start pouring your weight into that leg. Bring your other heel to your standing leg, or if you're sitting, bring that other foot to your ankle, leg, or thigh. Breathe in, breathe out. And if you want, you can stretch your arms up like they're tree branches full of beautiful leaves, like a green crown. Well done. Put your arms and legs down, shake them out. If you're standing, you can come back onto the ground now. Let's lay down now. Close your eyes if you'd like. Feel your feet and legs go soft and fall to the sides, toes pointing out. Lift your hips up and forward, and rest them back down to help flatten your lower back. Shift your shoulders and tuck them underneath your back. Let your arms fall away from you and rest on the ground, palms facing up. Feel your forehead relax, cheeks relax, chin soften and relax. If your jaw is clenched, let that soften too so your teeth aren't touching. Relax your tongue and unstick it from the top of your mouth. Breathe in and breathe out. Last time, we talked about fungi and the network of mycelium underground that helps to pass nutrients and information to the plants and trees around them. If a mother tree has sent out seeds to the ground around her and they grow into saplings nearby, she can actually send out nutrients or even liquid sugar to her saplings through their roots and this network. If a tree is being attacked by pests, it can send out signals to the other nearby trees through this network to warn them. Trees depend on each other to help each other grow and survive. And sometimes when one large, old tree dies, another nearby may die soon afterwards because they depended on each other so much. Cooperation is very important to forests, from tree to tree, tree to fungi, and the mycelium threads underground that connects to tree roots, and plants and animals. Trees help clean the air. We breathe in oxygen and breathe out carbon. Trees breathe in carbon dioxide and breathe out oxygen. So we need each other too. Trees keep the carbon because it helps them grow and store it, keeping the air around them clean. Let's be like trees and help each other. So look around your forest, to your family, friends, classmates, teachers, neighbors, teammates, and find ways to help out. I'm sure many trees, I mean people, around you help you every day or will help you too. But how do we do this now, when everyone is staying home and social distancing? Doing this is good because it helps slow the spread of COVID-19, protecting each other. It's important, and we need to keep doing this until it's safe for everyone. But with everyone home, and having to stay 6 feet away from each other when we're outside, how are we going to keep connected? We can send out messages, just like how one tree sends out nutrients and information through the roots to another. With safe and healthy internet use, we can call, video call, or play games with our friends and family online. My family has been video calling each other so that we can see each other more often. If you're in a place where you could still go outdoors, you can still smile and wave at people from 6 feet away. You can still talk to people if you stand 6 feet away too. If you like to draw pictures or want to write to someone, you can still email them or send a photo of your picture to them. If you have a driveway, you can use chalk to draw pictures or write positive messages for anyone passing by to see. Or if you have a balcony, you can make a poster and hang it out there or in your window for your neighbors to see. If you have relatives who don't use the internet, like my grandma, try to call them more often. Maybe give them a call once a day at the same time, maybe right after lunch or right before bedtime, to make that a healthy and happy habit. How are you keeping connected with your friends and family? We'd love to hear. If your grown-ups post anything on social media, please tag us. We're all part of a large forest or connected system on the earth. Everyone has a part in it, including you. That's why it's important to take care of the earth and be kind to other people, especially now. Thank you for listening. Until next time, peace out and peace within. Peace Out was created and is written and narrated by Chanel Sang. Sound editing by the amazing John Karsten. Produced by Chanel Sang and the super talented Rob Griffiths at Bedtime FM.